Well, hello, folks. It's certainly been a while now, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Well, since Matty came round my house.
I'm back.
And once we've done this, Mackie D's.
McDonald's.
Do. What, that was the actual song. It was a good song.
I know.
There, there was something I had to say, Matty. I just had to sew it in. Because, you know, I love him to bits.
Like a, yeah, the feeling's mutual, like a hole in the head.
I like straightening my fingers through your hair.
Die in a hole.
That didn't sound creepy at all, did it?
No, that's
so anywho, yeah, so currently you're hearing the music to A Song with Three Musketeers playing.
I will admit, that's not bad.
I'm just muted it for a second, so, Matty, explain to the listeners what you're seeing on the main menu.
The Three Musketeers, Asylum's Three Musketeers is basically a modern day retake of
The
Three Musketeers, the film that was released by Disney.
Me and Adam already reviewed it as part of
the film. They reviewed the film. I'm watching this, I'm seeing fighting, I saw a sword fight that is mostly guns, missiles, and it's all done in the modern day. This brings me to the rant that has been sorely missing from Asylum reviews since I've not been on.
Why is there like a 16th something era chapel on the main menu?
Okay, it's a 16th century. Yeah. Alright, it's something like that. Okay, we now have a woman showing her tits off.
Get your titties out! Get your titties out!
Oh, she's fighting in it! She's fighting in her underwear! Okay, and okay, someone.
I love that! They just pour gasoline in the guy and set him on fire.
Someone gets set on fire.
This was sits and giggles. Anyway, so yeah, I was in Poundland the other day, and I saw this DVD on the shelf, and my first thought was, wow, did the Disney Three Musketeers bomb that badly? But no, upon closer inspection, especially the back. That easy to quickly point out.
Where do we begin? Because I'm fairly sure that is from the Disney one, isn't it?
I think they've photoshopped the faces of actors from this film.
Very badly. You can kind of see where. If I'm looking at that right, you can kind of see where it's been shot.
Oh yeah, the ears are too low. If that's meant to be the villain, the bold guy.
Let's see. They basically took the image from the Disney film. They photoshopped the actors' faces on. They're all holding what looks like the old weapons. Then we turn to the back, where they are sword fighting with French swords. The faces have again been photoshopped on. That one very badly.
He's got a jacket photoshopped on badly, and this is the villain.
And of course, it's holding a flintlock. It's a flintlock pistol on the bottom. And I'm reading the blurb. This is the blurb. When Alexandre D'Artagnan, junior National Security Agency officer, uncovers a plot to assassinate the president of the USA, she knows it's down to her to protect her country, and she can't do it alone. Enlisting the help of three infamous international spies, D'Artagnan faces the assassins head-on in this modern take on their classic Band of Brothers action-adventure as the promise, all for one, guns for all, has never been truer. First off, it's all for one and one for all.
Shouldn't be more one for all like this.
All for one and one for all. Because, and then of course,
we're just doing a finger at the film, folks.
We're flipping it off. Because this is modern day. Why, in the name of Satan's left bollock, is this making me think it's 16th fucking century?
Oh, that fight, I love this one bit, and this thing, I can't remember if me and Adam pointed this out, but there's like oh, by the way, one of the villains gets decapitated by a helicopter later on.
Ooh, fun.
I think. It's not a bad film. Oh, here's my pass. Kabam! Wow, it's so... No, sock the gun to the throat. Alright, let's get rid of these corpses. We're going to infiltrate Camp Dave and start World War III. Just for six and giggles. Wait, wait, I know who he is. He's the fucking puppet from Jeff Dillon. Walter. Yeah.
What would happen if you were happy? Your show would suck.
Walter, what did you do today?
Well, I went to the president.
I went to Camp David and I sat a guy in the throat. Walter, why did you do that? Start World War III. Also, Simon paid me. Well, I'm modest amount, actually.
Okay, so back to my point, Asylum. In all of our reviews I've done when Lee has provided me with a DVD case, that grenade was over the top. I have always had a rant on inconsistencies between the film itself and the actual case cover and bullshitting us on what is actually in it. This
is taking the
mick. Turd.
This is taking the piss, this cover.
Is re-fucking ridiculous.
Oh, it that's not the same helicopter.
It is the biggest pile of shit I have seen you pull.
Okay, look at the helicopter and look at the one he's in. There's no
yeah, it's different, and there's no way he made that throw.
No. I know he probably rant about this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was lucky of him not to get killed.
It's amazing what you can do to people with CGI.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Chick fight. Oh, someone's about to get decapitated.
There was no mid, so it didn't matter. I love that she's not... How could she not hear this helicopter?
She's too busy not caring.
Sorry, folks, I'm trying to get Matty to do, like, the...
a bit more than a decapitation.
Oh, but trying to get Matty to this one scene with the sword fight with the bad guy, because...
This is the only sword fight in it. The only one.
Oh, look, it's the person from Hercules. Oh, I'm just going to stab some chick in the back. Oh, he had a bulletproof vest. Maybe he should have stayed on the ground. Oh, yeah. Well, conveniently, the President of the United States in Camp David has...
two swords.
Fence swords.
Fencing swords.
Fencing swords,
and
yes.
He gives her one.
Because it's an honorable duel. This is the
you're
fight
a bad on... guy. You do not have honor.
This is the fight at the, on
that
the back of
that is so badly photoshopped. Just, I can't. I'm sorry, turn it off. I have to stop now or I'm going to swear like a lunatic, but just fuck you, Asylum. Fuck you. Why the fuck is he just
stripping? Yes,
what are you going to do? Start shagging on the table with the president wanking to it?
It's Asylum.
One surprise.
Spontaneous sex scenes. I'm so annoyed Chance Morpher's never had the spontaneous lesbian sex scene.
Ugh. Let's just kill it.
You know, it's just funny though. Last night, yeah, hang on. Last night, I downloaded the episode of Radiodrome by Cinema Snob. It's a podcast he does. And now talking about cast-ins and knockoffs and homages in films.
This never got mentioned.
I don't know. I was listening to it and I sort of fell asleep because it was late and I was a bit ill and tired. But they're going on about, you know, some asylum films will have, you know, blatantly casting in, while others will just have, like, the odd mentions. Alien Origins having the tactile ending.
Mm.
And what's interesting, though...
Oh, God, Alien Origins. Walk, 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 die, walk, more death.
But what's interesting though, you watch Transmorphers, which was their Transformers casting, and yet that was more similar to the plot of Terminator Salvation, and that was made before Terminator Salvation.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's interesting you have knockoffs and homages. The Asylum's recent newsworthy incidents.
Oh yeah, they got... The Hobbit thing.
Yeah, Warner Brothers got a cease and desist on it in the end.
Yeah.
So they just changed it to Clash of the Empires.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like they're ripping off Clash of the Titans at all.
Well, they don't mention the word Hobbit in Age of the Hobbits at all. Not once.
This is true.
Which just makes me laugh. Anywho, folks, so we got to get going and get Mac to keep Mackie D's.
And then we will go back to recording.
Take care, guys.
Bye.